So Cappy is finally catching up, rounding the final lap or the final stretch in the horse race of fixing up the house and yard work and all that other good stuff. So now I can finally start working on projects, and I am conducting research for my next project. Won't mention what it is, but I need the help of Women Insight. Only the women. I don't want you guys providing you theories or philosophy, because I do need it to come from women. I need to know why women, particularly in the West, believe the fat lie, that you believe that being big is beautiful and all that. Now, I'm willing to take two types of input here. One from women who are women who know it's a lie, and then girls who believe that big is beautiful. But I'll also claim you also know it's a lie, but you lie to yourself about knowing it's a lie. Deep down inside, everybody knows. So I need to know why you girls believe that lie. And for those of you who are intellectually honest and can provide some insight, oh yeah, it's a lie and here's why, and you're female, I want to hear from you. You can put it in the comments section. I'll get it at the comments section on that. For those of you who believe it, why do you believe it? I'm being honest. I'm not trying to like slam on it and all that. I just want, why do you believe that? Is it because society tells you? I don't even want to taint the argument with giving you plausible explanations. I just want to know, why do you believe the lie? And I know, rightly criticized, oh, Cappy, you think you're going to get a straight answer. Why don't you ask what their notch count is while you're at it? True. But this is you got to go to war with the army you got. And I'm trying, this is as close as, unless someone of you out there can get the truth out of women, let me know. If you got, but this is the best way I know how. So we got, it's not beautiful, it's a lie. Thank you. I know, you know. Yeah. So you're on the camp that you know. But yes, but why do they believe it? Does it make them feel good? Because I know I'm going to get two answers, pretty much. It's going to be because they want to feel good. Deep down inside, they know they just can't face themselves. Pride, ego, emotion, protection, something like that. I know it's a lie. That's hey, you want an obscure reference, Free Jack. This is like when the internet was just coming along. It starred some of the Rolling Stones. I think it starred Mick Jagger in it. And Mick Jagger calls his buddy. This is in the future. Emilio Estevez, I think, was in it. And there was a device. It was a lie detector thing. He says, put your hand here. And this is like his right-hand man. And he starts asking him questions about his loyalty to the group. I think they were in an assassin team or an army team or something like that. And the guy is offended. So he puts his hand down, he answers truthfully, and whatever the question is, where he says, I also want to say, I'm shocked that you would even ask me that question after everything we've been through. And Mick Jagger looks at him, I think he's eating something, says, mate, not testing you, I'm testing the machine. And the machine came back true. He says, see, now I know it works. So, I mean, we know, and I'm not even going to act like this canard, this big lie, that beauty is a social construct and the beauty. And I'm not even going with that. I'm having an adult conversation. It's okay. Kitty time's over now. It's time for Adult Swim. Ladies, those of you who are intellectually honest, why do they believe it? And then for you gals that actually believe it, tell me why. Why do you actually believe being fat is beautiful? But truth hurts. What's Cappy's project evil? Operation Evil. It's called Operation Evil. Truth. Yeah, see, these are all the guys, the resurrecting men. I don't want guys. I want gals. Of course, foolish me. I know we got like 9 women in the totality. Lazy, don't want to work, easy to be fat. Cognitive dissonance. Okay, I'm going to assume Isdara. That's a lady. And I will be going through the regular comment. This is the chat room. I'll be going through the comments section later. There's not a single one. No, I know you can't possibly believe that. You can't. This is one of these days I'll flesh out my theory deep down inside. Because right now, I'm of the philosophy, everyone deep down inside knows what they're doing. The person who's like begging for, you know, oh, give me money. You know, you're lazy. You didn't want to work. You know it. You know why you're poor. You know why whatever's bad in the world that's happened to you, unless truly outside of your control, you know, you're the one to blame. But in this particular case of cognitive dissonance, I want to know the thought process. I want to know what goes on in your head that either you actually believe it or you convince yourself to believe it, that big is beautiful. We got super chats. Oh, wouldn't that upset all the ladies tuning into this if I got super chats? Mexi Mike, $2. Grande is Hermosa. Nope, still alive. What's Hermosa? That's the town I'm in. Is that a Spanish word? Hey, am I living in a Spanish Hermosa? Beautiful. Big is beautiful. No. Yeah, well, you guys know that our Latino gentlemen, our Latino agents in the field know that. We know that. It's universal. See, that's another bit of evidence. Like this, it's like gold and silver, silver and gold. Even before the two continents knew of each other, before Christopher Columbus and all that, no matter where you went, gold was valuable. The Indus River Valley, before Marco Polo, before even the different humans throughout the world, before they even discovered each other, surprise, surprise, gold was very valuable by the Incans and the Aztecs and the Spanish. Speaking of Latinos, the Spanish wanted it. Hey, did you know that guys like girls with big boobs? Universal. And also universal that, you know, guys don't like fat chicks. That's it. And please, another thing, if we could be intellectually honest, I don't want the tall Asian argument. I don't want the exception to the rule. Well, I know a girl who majored in engineering. Just again, this is Adult Swim. This is adult conversation. I'm trying to put together something. I need honest answers. I do not have for the time for childish excuses or arguing. I don't want the arguments. I just want the answer. That's it. And you could say the nastiest, the meanest of things about me, which will be old hat. But I just... Can you indulge me? Can the ladies indulge me? James, what do you think, Mexi Mike? Yes, he's Hispanic. Of course he is, James. Vince H, $5. It's a Disney fantasy. They want to be loved for what's on the inside, so they make what's on the outside repulse. Well, I don't think that's cause and effect. I don't think, well, I'm beautiful on the inside, so F the outside. I think there's another, laziness is probably the most common or most logical explanation. I see surgery every day. BMI is very important in it if you wish to survive the surgery, no matter your... Yeah, right, exactly. It's a very adult conversation. If for any other reason we go to the health argument, which I'll be intellectually honest about that, the reason men want you thin, ladies, so they can have sex with you or want to have sex with you, but a very close second is it's for your own health, but... All right, that's it. We'll see if we get anything in there. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.